Hey, good afternoon, and welcome back to the friendly confines of the Memorial Athletic Center for a matinee affair between the Pierce Pioneers and the Bram Bombers in boys' hoops today. Good afternoon, Rick Grammond with you here. Second meeting of the season between these two teams. They met in the seventh-place game at the Cathedral Crusader Classic in St. Cloud back on December the 29th. Pioneers had a halftime lead of 33-29 in that one, but couldn't hold it as the Bombers went on to defeat the Pioneers. And that was a 76-64 final score. Pioneers 1-14 on the season. The Bombers playing some good ball. They are 10-6 under the direction of head coach Jeff Eklund, including four consecutive wins and six out of their last seven. We'll visit with the head coach of the Bombers, Coach Eklund, as well as Coach Call joining us. It's the pregame show, Piers against Bram, part two on You Are There Sports.
Stop in and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack to get the next-gen LTE with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, when you switch to Verizon, get four lines and 20 gigabytes of data for just $160 per month. Plus, we won't just sign you up and send you out the door. We'll sit down with you, help you transfer your data, and make sure you know how to use your phone before you leave. For the best coverage and service, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Plus taxes and fees. Four lines on the 12-gigabyte promo plan plus 2 gigabytes bonus data per line required. Apply within 3 cycles. Limited time offer.
Joining me on today's pregame show, he's the head coach of the Bram Bombers, Coach Eklund. Coach, Saturday afternoon here, you get the Pierce Pioneers. Second look at the Pioneers. Good game with them at the Crusader Classic.
Yeah, very good game. We always know when we play Pierce, we're going to be playing some athletes, and it's going to be a physical basketball game, and we enjoy doing that, so we're looking forward to it.
Looks like you're on a pretty good stretch of basketball since we saw you in St. Cloud over the holidays.
We're starting to defend a little bit better. This year, more than any other year in a long time, we've kind of been bitten by the injury bug. We lost Josh Zimple for the first start of the year with a broken leg, and he's back. And the game he got back, Hunter Giffer broke his shooting hand. So we're still trying to figure out our pieces, our roles, but the guys are playing hard and playing defense, so that's all I can ask.
So I looked at your schedule, some of your scores. The one that kind of jumped out at me, you lost rather handily, was it to Pine City, and you turned around and you kind of did the same thing to them on the reverse side.
Yep. We're starting to play some defense. We're five guys together working on the floor. We're not having as many breakdowns. Pressuring the basketball all over the place. We're still working on making more shots fall than are falling right now. But if we play defense, we can hang with people. So
we're at that point of the season now, getting to this end of January, going to head into February pretty soon. You start thinking tournament time. Your thoughts on the postseason for the Bombers?
Well, hopefully we can get Hunter Giffro back right before the postseason starts. We've got quite a few really nice non-conference games set up for us to really challenge us by the end of the year, Piers being one of them. We play St. Croix Lutheran, Barnum, and Breck on the schedule, so hopefully we'll be going into playoffs playing our best basketball this year.
Coach, good luck today.
Thank you.
All right. Coach Eklund with the Bombers with us on You Are There Sports. Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Joining me now with the roar of the crowd on the pregame show is the head coach of the Pierce Pioneers, Joel Call. Saturday afternoon matinee here, you get the Bram Bombers. Second look, guys played well with Bram, had a lead at halftime, let it slip away down at the Cathedral Tournament. Second chance is always a good opportunity to rectify some of those mistakes.
Yeah, definitely. And the boys are looking forward to it. You know, they got us the first time, and our job is to try to earn a split out of this. And it's not going to come easy. They're going to play hard. They got a good tradition over in Bram. Despite their record this year, they still have a tradition, and that means a lot. So we got to make sure we come out, be ready to play tonight.
You look at the Bram, too. What did you know, Pioneers haven't been, you know, quote unquote competitive in a whole lot of games. I mean, they've done some good things in spots, but scores have tended to get away. But what can we do to stay with the Bombers and maybe eclipse them today?
Well, they're a team that likes to shoot the three ball, so yep. We got to make sure we get out there and make them put the basketball on the ground. Then we got to make sure we got good help side defense to step in and contest shots inside the lane. But first things first with them, we got to make sure we take away that three pointer.
Do we get Terrell Shaw back pretty soon?
Monday is looking like he's going to come back for practice. He's rolled his ankle pretty good, so he's trying to get over that. But yeah, hopefully Monday we'll be able to get him back.
We're about ready to close the door on January here. Time to, write the wins and losses aren't there, but it's more the style of play that needs to start to get amped up here when you start to think about postseason.
Yeah, definitely. And, a little sense of urgency. You know, these guys got to start picking up the pace a little bit, and with every day we break down guards and posts, and we're getting the fundamentals done. Now we just got to do it a little faster. Our speed isn't there yet, so we got to make sure we continue to improve on all that stuff.
1-14 isn't fun for everybody. What are you doing to kind of keep the guys' spirits up? I mean, practice. Are you changing some things up? Just, hey, I know it's a long grind. January gets to be long, whether you're 14-1 or 1-14. It's a long stretch of the year.
Every drill we do now is a competitive drill, whether it's posts going against posts or guards going against guards. We got one-on-one drills that we're doing. We're doing 3-on-3 drills. When we're doing shooting drills, if the ball touches the ground after a shot, you subtract a point. So it's everything we're doing is we're putting a little bit of competitive swing to everything. So these guys, I ask them sometimes, okay, how come that intensity wasn't there before that? Well, no, because if we don't do it, we're going to lose a point. Well, we need to make sure we do that even though we don't have these rules. So it's just something we need to continue to work at.
All right, Coach, good luck this afternoon against the Bombers.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, Coach Call with the Pioneers with us here on the pregame before Bram on You Are There Sports.
All right, Matt Todge is ready to jump center, and this game is officially underway. And it's a control of the tap by the Bombers. They will start offensively, and the first shot and a quick foul on Matt. Not a good sign there. Matt got in foul trouble in the Crusader Classic, and he picks up his first just 7 seconds in.
His first.
And the Bombers will be shooting free throws here to start the scoring. And the first a little bit short on the rim. That is Matt Ridland shooting free throws here. Grant Wilsey, Josh Zimple, Cody Carlson, Hunter Richmond, and Matt Ridland. The lineup here for Coach Eklund. 0-for-2. Carlson had the rebound, lost it. Hopkins then tips it out of bounds. It'll stay with Bram. Johnny Hopkins, Peter Schomer, Lucas Oddy, Preston Rushlow, and Matt Tauges. Starting 5 for Coach Joe Call. Inbounds pass coming here to the Bombers. Carlson, little leaner with the right hand, soft touch for Cody Carlson. Ooh, and Coach Call's using a timeout. 16 seconds into the ball game. 2-0 start here for the Bombers.
Holy Trinity School is celebrating its 26th year. Parents love our school because the students receive a solid academic foundation. Holy Trinity alumni are successful in high school and beyond. Scholarships are available to assist with tuition. An education at Holy Trinity is the best gift you can give your family. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or visit our school website, holytrinitypierce.org.
All right, Pierce with their first possession coming now as Matt Tauges will work it up court here. Man-to-man by the Bombers. 10-6 record, and they'll throw it away. They try to peel Rushlow inside off a little slip screen, and the pass sails over the end line. Turnover for Pierce, and the Bombers with a 2-0 lead 30 seconds in. Here's a drive and a leaner. No rebound ripped away by Lucas Adi. The senior clears it. And now into the hands of Peter Schomer. Got an Adi screen at midcourt to get him across the timeline. Now it's Johnny Hopkins. 1 foot in the logo. Pass off right side comes Matt Taugis. Adi. Wing right side. Skip pass across for Rushlow. Preston well out on the floor. Drives baseline. Kicks for Adi. Back out front comes Peter Schomer. Bombers won this game 76-64 at the Cathedral Tournament. There's a loose ball underneath. Rushlow picks it up and drops it in.
21, Preston Rushlow.
And it's 2-2. And there's a steal by Hopkins on the defensive side. Schomer now front court for the Pioneers in red today. Bombers in white with blue and yellow highlights. Rushlow circles around, throws it into the lane for Taugis. Off balance, and he's pushed, and a foul will come on the Bombers. And it'll be a non-shooting foul and an inbounds pass coming. And the foul call on Matt Ridland. His first, team's first. They get it into Preston, back into the corner comes Matt Taugis now, circles out front. 2-2, minute 40 in. Taugis will pull up from 15, rattle it out, rebound Cody Carlson, and a whistle, and we're going to get a foul on Johnny Hopkins reaching in. Hopkins called for his first, team second.
His first.
And the Bombers once again will inbound, 16-12 to play. Tipped away by Taugis, but it gets ahead to Grant Wilsey. Then his pass is on the floor, and we've got a travel call. They're going to say it's a Pierce possession as Carlson had the ball, rolled over with it to pull it away from Taugis. And when he rolled, the traveling violation occurred. No Hunter Giffroe in the lineup. He's out with an injury, and he's one of their top scorers. 13.4 a game. Their leading scorer is Carlson at 14.3. There's a held ball. Arrow stays with Piers this time. Matt Taugis scored 23 in the holiday tournament against Bram. Cody Carlson had 24, and he's got a steal here. Alec Downing had 22 that day for the Bombers. Driving and kicking is Wilsey, leaning it up, and it's tipped away. Carlson picks it up and scores.
And number 25, Cody Carlson.
And Cody Carlson has all four Bram points, and it's a 4-2 Bomber advantage. Here's Johnny Hopkins leaving it out top. Open look, three-pointer, Rushlow, short. Peter Schomer snuck in for the rebound and got fouled by Wilsey. Grant Wilsey picks up his first. Team second.
Fouls called on number four, Grant Wilsey.
Pass in will come baseline right from Peter Schomer, the freshman guard. Schomer, Adi, low block, left side, turns, scores, and ties the game.
Number two, Lucas Adi.
Adi banks it in to tie it at four apiece. Now Matt Ridland off right side for Zimple. Zimple for Grant Wilsey to the corner. Back out Ridland. Back to Wilsey, left side. Pioneers matching up here, man-to-man. Drive, off-balance shot, drops through. That's an acrobatic move by Josh Zimple. He averages 8.5 a game. On the other end, Johnny Hopkins has one crawl off the rim. He beat the Bombers down court but couldn't finish the shot. And now Taugis with a steal. Here's Matt coming. He'll lay it up and score. 6-6. The steal and the layup for Taugis. And we are tied, 14-20 to go. Bombers now work it to the top of the key with Zimple. Back left corner comes Ridland. Hunter Richmond works it off for Grant Wilsey. Through the hands, but retrieved by Richmond. Pull up left elbow jumper, short rebound. Ripped away by Peter Schomer. Schulmer up the right sideline, gets a screen from Hopkins. Now Johnny with the ball back. And Adi three is on the way. It's off the rim, off. Carlson tips the rebound. And the big guy comes out of the pack running it 1-on-3. Got by Taujas, pulls up and got it. Nice play, Cody Carlson. Six for Carlson going end-to-end. 8-6 Bombers. Here's Matt Taujas, and we're going to get a foul called. This will be on Ridlin. That's two. And that will bring Ryan Wiganowski into the ballgame. So Ridlin will sit with his second personal. Ryan Wiganowski in. Nick Schall in. The sophomore checks in. Here's Rushell. Cross the lane, finds Schall posting up Carlson, left-hand fall away, soft touch off the window. And Nick Schall has retied this ball game at 8 apiece. Top of the key now, right side. This is Zimple, and the ball kicked out of bounds, intended for Carlson in the corner. Alec Downing also in the lineup now for Bram. Downing scored 22 against the Pioneers in that game at Cathedral on the 29th of December. He's going to pull up right side. He's got two here. Alec Downing. He averages 10.5 a game, and he's both benches immediately contribute. Schall for Piers, Downing for Bram. 10-8 Bombers. We go back and forth. Here's Matt Taujas. Retrieved near the timeline by Schulmer. Schulmer got a Schall screen. Now Nick has the ball. Out on the floor behind the three-point line. They'll reset out front. They isolate with Taujas, and he will be pushed as he rolled down the lane and rolls across the floor. And Dan Zito, one of our officials, says the foul is on Josh Zimple, his first fourth-team foul.
His first.
12:35 to play, 10-8 Bram. In for Rushell and off the rim. Rebound Schall. He brought it down and then it's stripped away and out of bounds. Touched last by a Bomber. So Rushell will inbounds, baseline left. The junior Rushell looks out for Schulmer. Peter drives, pulls up from 12, got it. Peter Schulmer's first points have tied the game at 10-10. Ball handling into the front court now comes Ryan Wiganowski. Throws it deep, and Carlson is fouled going up. Carlson, a 6'2 senior. Good position, and Nick Schall fouled him on the way up. First on Schall, third team foul. And Carlson back to the line. Around and roll through. Seven of the 11 have gone under Cody Carlson's name as now Adi will come in for Hopkins. 11-10 Bombers with Carlson shooting one. Good. And now after the made free throw, Brandon Wiganowski will come in. He'll replace Josh Zimple. So both Wiganowskis are out there right now. Brandon and Ryan. Brandon the senior, Ryan a sophomore. Good screen from Adi. Gets Taujas deep on the baseline. Throws it across the lane. We've got another Bram foul coming up. And this is on Alec Downing, his first. That's five on the Bombers now. Baseline right pass in for Taujas. Taujas. In for Rushell, there's contact, the basket drops and he's fouled. You can hear the slap on the arm. And Rushell strong enough to keep continuing on with the shot and the foul's called on Grant Wilsey. That's two on him. That's 4 points now for Preston. And Pioneers have their first lead at 13-12 on the three-point play by junior Preston Rushell. Front court for the Bombers. Top of the key to Wilsey. Back out top to Brandon Wiganowski. Left side, this is Alec Downing quickly to the corner where Brandon Wiganowski throws up an air ball. It's loose in the lane, picked up by Bram, and an extra step and a missed layup, and it's ripped away by Taujas. And now Matt, one hands it ahead for Rushlow in front of the Bomber bench. Under 11 and a half to play here at the MAC. Touges almost carried the ball, got a little extra handle on that and threw an errant pass. Here's Carlson on a run out. Carlson will draw a foul on Rushlow. Preston's first. Fourth team foul. Shooting opportunity here for Cody Carlson. Stops the clock with 11:18 to play. Thomas Funk, the senior guard, will check in after the first free throw. Preston Rushlow blew a tire.
In for the Pioneers, number three, Thomas Funk.
Got to come out and change his shoe. Carlson, 2 of 2, 8 points. Good, and we're tied at 13. Carlson scored 24 against Piers in December. And he is working towards that amount, if not more, again. Again, good free throw made. Already double figures for Carlson with 10, and the Bombers are up 14-13 as a 3-on-2 results in a Funk shot on the other end. Missed it. Shawl threw it up, hit the bottom of the backboard, and it comes out to Adi, who casts up a 3 that rattles it in. Lucas Adi hits the 3, and the Pioneers lead by 2, 16-14. Backdoor cut. Here's Wiganowski up. No. Rebound Carlson. Stripped and fouled. And they're going to get, I believe, Lucas Adi on this one. It's on the rebound, not on the shot. Adi picks up his first. 15 foul. Hunter Richmond back in. Josh Zimple back in. Both original starters. Grant Wilsey will sit, as will Alec Downing. Pierce 16, Bram 14, just under 11 minutes left to play in the half. Pass coming in from Ryan Wiganowski on the left baseline to Richmond. Now off for Brandon Wiganowski to Carlson, posting up on Shaw. Spins into the lane, puts it up short. Rebound, Adi. And off to Matt Touges. Touges guarded by Richmond. Looking for an opening. Crossover dribble. Jump stop. Kick out. Adi. Two-pointer. Good. Lucas Adi for two. He was about a toenail from hitting a three there. He was just on the line. On the other end, Carlson collects a missed shot. Keeps the possession alive here for the Bombers in the hands of Ryan Wiganowski. Back to Carlson. Drop pass out for Richmond. Open look out top. And a rebound for Adi off the miss. Here comes Touges. Saved into Matt. Off into Touges' layup off the iron. And Carlson clears. Here comes Carlson looking ahead for Zimple. Zimple will put it up and in. 4 points for Zimple, and the lead is 2 for Piers, 18-16 with 9:45 to go. Touges for Funk, left side, Thomas. Back out top for Lucas Adi. Adi will fire, miss. Rebound pulled away by the Bombers. Front court comes Wiganowski, eyeing up a shot and putting it off the iron. No good was Josh Zimple. He had a good look. Just a little short. 9:15 left. Peter Schomer. Midcourt picked up his dribble. Coming over to help is Funk. He lost the pass. Picked off by Ryan Wiganowski. Wiganowski kicks it off to Richmond. Richmond, 3, no. Rebound, Touges. Matt cradles the ball. Zips it ahead. He's got Adi in transition. Lucas off the glass, short. Follows his own miss. Tipped out of bounds. Touched last, I believe, by Richmond. Here comes Rushlow returning to the game for Touges. Bram counters with Alec Downing coming back in for Cody Carlson. 8:52 to go. Peter Schomer to trigger it in from the left baseline. Schomer looking, feeds it into Nick Shaw, who muscles it up and scores. Nick Shaw. His minutes have diminished, but he's playing well here in this first half off the bench. That's 4 points, and he's making an impact. 20-16, Pioneers, as Hopkins comes to the score table ready to report. Now Alec Downing Left side on the wing for Zimple. Zimple kicks out to Richmond. Richmond over Shaw. In and out. Rebound for Rushlow. Pioneers doing a nice job on the defensive glass, holding the Bombers for one shot. The majority of the time as Schomer slows the tempo as he works it across midcourt to Thomas Funk. Funk back out for senior Lucas Oddie. Now Rushlow. Man-to-man by the Bombers as Schomer rotates it around. Funk left wing down in the corner for Lucas. Oddie whistle. We got a player control foul on a moving screen on Shaw. Away from the ball, Nick Shaw's picked up his second. That's a Pierce turnover. Here comes Grant Wilsey in. Wilsey will replace Wiganowski. And Hopkins returns for Shaw. 8 minutes to go. Pierce 20, Bram 16. Pioneers picking up pressure now. Funk defending. And racing through that is Ryan Wiganowski, and a shot off the rim by Zimple as he had a look from the left side. Here's Rushlow on the other end. Preston down in the corner left side. Into the lane goes Schomer. Shot altered, but they got a foul called on Hunter Richmond. That's his first and the seventh team foul. It'll put Schomer at the line. Peter averages 9 points a game. 15, Hunter Richmond. He's a 77% free throw shooter. He's got 2 points so far, and that's good. Three now for Peter Schomer. Pioneers lead by five, 21-16 at home against the Bombers. They had a 4-point lead at halftime at the Cathedral Tournament. Ended up losing by 12. That one is good. Four for Schomer. The lead is six, biggest of the game for the Pioneers, and Funk reaches in and picks up a foul at midcourt, trying to strip the ball from Grant Wilsey. For Thomas, his first, and it's a bonus opportunity here for Wilsey. Both teams in the free throw bonus now, the rest of the half, which is just over 7.5 minutes left. Pierce 22, Bram 16. Wilsey will shoot the front end here. He's got an opportunity to pick up his first point. It's long, and the rebound's tipped back to Wilsey. And they'll keep it alive out top. Here's a three, right side, good by Zimple. Zimple's got seven, and it's a 22-19. That cuts the lead in half. Pierce by three. Here's Rushlow, and we get another moving screen on the Pioneers. This one's on Lucas Oddie, and that's two on Lucas.
Lucas Oddie.
And now Taujus will return to the game, replacing Funk. Back-to-back turnovers on moving screen violations on the Pioneers. Pass comes into Ryan Wiganowski. In front of the score table. Pick and roll doesn't develop. Now Zimple drives baseline, and he draws contact. And Zimple will go to the line. Hopkins called for the foul.
Number four,
two on Johnny.
His second.
So Hopkins and Oddie and Nick Shaw with two apiece now. Wilsey and Ridland with two for the Bombers. That free throw good. And Josh Zimple's got eight. Carlson's got 10. Those two have combined for 18 of the 20. The other two belong to Alec Downing. And the second free throw crawls over the front lip and drops through. And just like that, the Bombers have scored the last 5 points to cut the lead to one. 22-21, under 7 minutes to play in the half. Rushlow out front against Richmond. Trying to take his defender off the dribble. Gets it to Hopkins. Now Schomer. Oddie trying to post up inside. Now comes out to set a screen. Schomer is bumped as he came down the lane. And we're going to have a Bram foul. And this will go on Ryan Wiganowski. And they'll put one of the Pioneers' best free throw shooters at the line in Peter Schomer. 4 points, 2 of 2 for Schomer. Peter's first is good. He'll get the bonus. 6:41 to go. Pierce 23, Bram 21. Peter up and good. Schomer has 6, 4 for 4 from the stripe. The lead back to 3, 24-21. Top of the key, Downing fires. No, rebound, Adi. Good seal off inside by Lucas to get position for the board. Now it's Rushlow, left side. Preston, whistle, and he traveled. Started and stopped, and when he stopped, the pivot foot came off the floor. Now Cody Carlson back in after a lengthy sit on the bench. He'll replace Ryan Wiganowski. Carlson leading everybody with 10 points. This is Josh Zimple coming through and knocked loose, but right to teammate Grant Wilsey. Back out to the point comes Downing. Free throw line kick out to the wing. Zimple, pull up, mid-range jumper off, and the ball stolen away off the rebound by Taugis. Here's Matt in traffic. Spinning, looking for an opening. Wraps it inside, knocked loose by Carlson to Wilsey. Wilsey back the other way, and it's up and good. Zimple gets it off the glass. 24-23, a one-point lead. Now Matt Taugis. Signals the play. Pick and roll. Hopkins gets it inside. Clears it out for Schomer, who got the three off. In and out. Rebound for Hunter Richmond. Richmond ahead for Carlson through his hands. Out of bounds. Turnover back to Pierce with 5.5 minutes to go. Pierce 24. Bram 23. Schomer, Taugis, Rushlow, Hopkins, and Adi, the starting five for the Pioneers out there. Wilsey, Richmond, Zimple, Carlson, and a whistle away from the ball. And the foul's on Hunter Richmond, his second. And this will be Schomer again to the line, 4 for 4. Peter Schomer. That one is good. So it's double bonus now for both teams the rest of the way, as we've had 9 team fouls each side. 25-23, Schomer with the bonus and around and in. 8 points for Peter Schomer. Pierce's lead is 3. Driving and missing a short layup inside was Zimple. Lead pass ahead is Hopkins. In transition, will slow it down for Schomer. Schomer, guarded by Wilsey. Back out top comes Matt Taugis. 5 minutes to go in the half. Now Rushlow finds Schomer on the right side. Preston cuts through. Back out top, Hopkins. Now Rushlow. Schomer rotates it for Taugis on the wing. Pioneers, patient trip down court. Here's Hopkins on the right side in front of the Bram bench. Leaves it out front for Rushlow. 4:35 to go. Preston dribbled it off his foot. Carlson picks it up. Here's Carlson running. Carlson up. Carlson for 2. That's the second time he's gone end to end. And now a whistle, and we get Taugis. A player control foul as he tried to turn it the other way in a hurry. And that's 2 on Matt. And Coach Call is going to use a timeout. With 4:24 to go, it's Pierce 26, Bram 25.
Hello, this is Bob Gruber from the Pierce Fire Department. Remember to have your fireplace and wood stoves inspected before you begin to use them each year. Also, have your chimney cleaned to remove creosote, which can ignite and start a chimney fire. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Nick Shaw of Boys Basketball. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of the community and business, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our AAA winners this year, Lucas Audi and Casey Brzozowski, as well as our XL winners, Jesse Marshick and Taylor Gimmon. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers.
After the timeout, Cody Carlson has just scored to put Bram in front, 27-26. 4 minutes left in the half. Peter Schomer for Rushlow. Left corner now, Tauges. Inside Rushlow. Cut off on his path to the basket. Finds Schomer on the left block. Now leaves it off top for Hopkins, and they reset out front. Johnny, right side for Tauges. In front of the Bram bench to my right. Off for Rushlow. Good pass down low. Hopkins misfires. Adi there. Lucas off the bottom of the rim, and the rebound for Josh Zimple. Zimple races up court, leans in and scores. Zimple.
Number 11, Josh Zimple.
13 for Zimple, 14 for Carlson, and the Pioneers throw the ball away. Nick Shaw's coming in. Thomas Funk is coming in. Adi's, nope. Tauges is out, and who else? Johnny Hopkins. 3:23 to go. Pierce had a 6-point lead. Now they trail by one. 3:20 to go. Trail by three. Excuse me. 29-26. Schomer tipped it, but it stays with Bram. Inside Richmond. Little 8-footer off the rim. Rebound. Carlson opposite side. Scores again, and he's fouled. Cody Carlson eating him up inside. Pierce fouls on Preston Rushlow, his second. Carlson now with 16 points. 4-for-4 from the line, and six field goals already. That one's good. So the Pioneers had a 6-point lead. Now they're down by six. A 12-point first half swing, 32-26 Bram. Under three to play. Left corner, Rushlow. Looking for a screen, finds Adi coming out front. Cross the way for Thomas Funk. Now Rushlow left side. Preston gets a Nick Shaw screen. Pass out front to Thomas Funk again. Peter Schomer circles around. Picked up his dribble. Funk comes over to restart. Thomas for Rushlow right side. Tight man-to-man defense here by Bram. Adi now with under 2.5 minutes left. Rushlow at the point. Right side for Funk. Not a lot of good looks here. Here's Adi. Ball fake. Gets him into the lane. Teardrop. Floater is good. Adi. That's 9 points for Lucas Adi. Out of the wing right side is Richmond. Gives it off to Carlson about 15 feet out. He'll challenge Shaw inside and draw a foul. And making a return trip to the line is Cody Carlson. And it's Nick Shaw with his third personal foul.
His third.
And that's going to bring Christopher Marshick into the ballgame. So Carlson, who has made all five of his free throws, will try and stretch the lead here, and he does. So Marshick in for Shaw. Tauges in for Funk. 2:04 to play. It's a 33-28 lead. Carlson nets both. 19 first half points for Cody Carlson, and the Pioneers trail by six with under two to play. Marshick gets a screen. There's a pull up right baseline. Tauges knocks it down from 10. That's 4 points for Tauges. Zimple on the other end scores easily. Pioneers did not get back. Zimple having a big first half as well for the Bombers. 15 for Zimple as Schomer lost it coming. Here's Zimple hustling back on the other end. He'll put it up, miss it as it was partially deflected by Rushlow. Schomer back the other way. A minute 20 to go until half. Defended out front by Matt Ridlin. Now to Rushlow. Rushlow behind the arc. Left a pass out front for Matt Tauges. Tauges goes baseline. Carlson inside Christopher Marshick off the mark. Rebound. Here comes Bram running the floor. Alec Downing with Rushlow back. Downing leans in off. Rebound. Carlson follows up and scores. What a half for Cody Carlson. 21 points. And with under 50 seconds left, the lead is 8. 38-30 Bombers. Pioneers right side for Rushlow in front of the Bram bench. Got a Marshick screen. Preston. And the pass through the hands of Tauges out of bounds. 35 seconds left. Funk will return for Matt. And the Bombers will have the opportunity to take a double-digit lead into the locker room at halftime. 38-30, 30 seconds left. Ritland, front court, finds Zimple for Richmond. They flex it out front as now Zimple drops back, defended by Lucas Adi. Funk defending now on the ball pressure. 16 to play. Ball in the hands of Matt Ritland. Carlson comes out to set a pick. Marshick jumps out to help defensively. Here's a baseline drive. It opens up a shot for Zimple that rolls off the rim, but it's tipped out of bounds by a Bomber with 3 seconds left. Brandon Wiganowski will come in, and he'll replace Ritland. 3.1, full court pressure. See if the Pioneers can look ahead. Tipped away. Funk will pick it up. It's still loose. Wiganowski's got it. And without a shot, the horn sounds. Halftime. Ram 38. Pierce 30 as the teams head off the court to discuss second half strategy. We'll be back and give you the numbers after this. It's halftime at the Mac and Pierce.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Janola Ballfields. Get your tickets now for a must-see lineup featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or at select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. VIP tickets are $125 and only sold at Pierce retailers. Limited number available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th, 2017. See you there.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete, based in Pierce, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893.
All right, we're at halftime here on a Saturday afternoon ball game with the Bram Bombers, who once trailed by 6 to Pierce, but now leading by 8. 38-30 is the halftime score. And it has been kind of a two-man wrecking crew for the Bombers. Cody Carlson with 21. Josh Zimple with 15. The other two belong to Alec Downing. But Carlson and Zimple combining for 36 of the Bombers' 38 first half points. Grant Wilsey, Hunter Richmond, Matt Ridland, Brandon Wiganowski, Ryan Wiganowski played but did not score in that first half. Bombers go 9 for 12 from the free throw line. Foul situation for Coach Eklund. Two each on Grant Wilsey, Hunter Richmond, and Matt Ridland. Those are starters. And off the bench, one on Alec Downing, one on Ryan Wiganowski, and one on starter Josh Zimple.
Steve's got 30 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Coach Eklund did not use a first half timeout. He's got all of his left. For Piers, Lucas Adi leading the way with 9. Peter Schomer has 8. 5 points for Preston Rushlow, Nick Shawl, and Matt Touges with 4. Playing but not scoring in that half for Coach Joe Call were Johnny Hopkins, Thomas Funk, and Christopher Marshick. Here's 7 for 7 from the line, including Peter Schomer going 6 for 6. Preston Rushlow was 1 for 1. For Coach Call, his foul situation. 3 on Nick Shawl, 2 on Matt Touges, Johnny Hopkins, Lucas Adi, and Preston Rushlow, 1 on Thomas Funk. Joe used 2 timeouts. He's got 3 left available in the second half. 38-30. A lot of momentum swings in that first half. Again, Piers' biggest lead was 6, but now they trail by 8. In the JV game, it was Bram winning that one by 25, 58-33 in the JV game. Alex Wilson led the way with 9 points. Nick Shawl had 8. Tony Skiba had 7. Jesse Marshick finished with 4. Peter Schomer, 2. Alex Gross had 2. And Justin Seelan with 1. 58-33, Bram wins the JV game. Getting word, the 9th grade and under wrestling state qualifiers going on at Apollo High today. And from Piers, both Isaac Adi and Alex Barclay are in the finals in the 9th grade and under state qualifier at Apollo. So if we get further updates, we'll pass those along. Good luck to Isaac and Alex at Apollo today. When we come back, we'll take a look at what's ahead for the Pioneer Athletic Programs. It's halftime, Bram leading Piers 38-30.
When you're hungry and you're in Piers, be sure to stop at the Brickyard. They're now featuring a scrumptious breakfast and brunch buffet every Sunday. The breakfast buffet is served from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. and the brunch buffet goes from 10:30 to 1:30. The Brickyard has a full menu with daily lunch specials. On Mondays, build your own burger basket for $5.55. Tuesday is the taco special. Wednesdays, it's pizza. Thursdays, it's wings and spaghetti. And Friday, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken or baby back pork ribs or both. Satisfy your hunger at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
Hi, this is Bob Otremba with the Piers Fire Department. If fire broke out tonight while you were sleeping, would you and your family get out alive? Develop a home fire escape plan now and practice it regularly. And remember, if there's a fire, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department.
It's a hassle to remember to pay your bills on time, not to mention to write out that check, find an envelope, buy a stamp, and get it to the post office before it closes. That's why Unity Bank now has a new and better online bill pay service, which will allow you to pay anything from your mortgage payment to your utility bills to your babysitter. And you can pay these bills from your home computer, tablet, or with the mobile banking app. Visit them online at unitybanking.com to learn more and get started. Unity Bank, member FDIC. Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, we're underway in the second half. Bram's got the opening possession and the lead, and they've turned it over. Johnny Hopkins picks up a steal. Bram 38, Pierce 30. Here's Touges into the lane, scoops it off. Adi's shot rejected by Hunter Richmond off the glass. Back the other way to Matt Ridlin now. Ridlin down to the corner for Zimple. Wilsey open look for three, too long. Rebound, Hopkins pulled it away. And the Pioneers come back with Rushlow front court left side. Preston stops, leaves it off for Peter Schomer. Schomer works his way back out front against Grant Wilsey. Back for Touges now. One dribble stop, guarded by Cody Carlson. Drive and dish, here's Rushlow, open look, three-pointer, Preston short, trying to follow his own miss, Adi, up and in! And Lucas Adi with 11 points. Career high for Lucas here, here's Richmond leaning in, that's good. First points of the ball game for Hunter Richmond as the teams trade baskets here, just over a minute into the second half. Touges mid-court. Bounce pass right side for Peter Schomer. 16 and a half to play, 40-32. Schomer inside, Adi collects, ball fake up and two more. 13 for Lucas. Here's Zimple. Knock loose, Carlson picks it up and they get Touges for a foul. That'll be three on Matt. First Pioneer foul of this half and Carlson will shoot free throws.
Touges, his third.
21 points for Carlson, including 7 for 7 from the line. Those are first half numbers. And now 8 of 8, 22 points for Cody Carlson, who averages 14.3 a game. He had 24 in December against Pierce. Got them both. 11 of 14 as a team for the Bombers. Schomer, front court now for Pioneers. They're down 8, 42-34. Rushlow has it on the wing behind the arc. Circles to the point, finds Touges. Got an Adi screen. Matt, bounce pass down low for Lucas. Got through to Rushlow. Rushlow shot off target, and Touges keeps it alive. Matt, looking for help, found Hopkins. Hopkins in the corner, back for Matt Touges now. 15-35 in the ball game. Preston Rushlow to the corner for Lucas Adi. Adi to the corner, off target, wanted to get it to Hopkins, and Joss misfired. 15-27 left. Pioneers are going to pick up pressure here. Carlson to inbounds in the corner backcourt. To Wilsey. Wilsey up the sideline. Stops and traveled. Turnover. The pressure creates a turnover with 15-20 left. 42-34. Each team has scored 4 points in the half. Adi, backcourt with Schomer. Schomer now as they clear out and let Peter work it up court against Grant Wilsey. Wilsey poked at it. Schomer still with his dribble. Now ahead to Matt Taugis. Taugis jumps into the lane, pulls up off the rim, rebound controlled by Hunter Richmond. Pioneers hustle back on defense as Matt Ridland looks for Zimpel. Zimpel guarded by Rushlow. Now Wilsey. Back to Zimpel. Zimpel with 15 in the game. Three-pointer on the way from Richmond is good. 5 second-half points for Hunter Richmond. And it's a 9-point lead, 45-34. Bombers stretching things out a bit here. Here's Rushlow in front of the Pioneer bench. Working on Zimpel. Zimpel forced him to give up his dribble. Bounces it out front. Got through to Schomer. Schomer off. Open look. Three-pointer for Taugis. Short. Rebound followed up by Russell and a foul called. Preston will shoot free throws. Bomber foul's going to go against Zimpel. His second. First foul on Bram this half with 14-18 to play. Preston with 5 points. 1 of 1 from the line. Good on the first. Piers as a team is a perfect 8 for 8. 45-35. And the second, that one is long as Carlson goes up and Hopkins fouls him, battling for the rebound. Johnny picks up his third, and it's the second Pioneer foul this half. Ten-point lead. Bombers inbounds. They get it ahead.
Johnny Hopkins, his third.
And they lean in, and a whistle and a foul coming on the Pioneers. Adi gets number three. Nope. 21. Rushlow, his third. At the line is Zimpel. 2 of 2. Good. 16 now for Josh Zimpel, doubling his season scoring average of 8. And that one is good. He didn't play in that holiday tournament. He was out with an injury, but what an offensive threat he has brought back to the Bomber lineup. And Coach Eklund, 17 points, and the lead has grown to 12 at the 14-minute mark. 47-35. Hopkins back to the basket. Tries to drive on Carlson. Ball rolls out. Zimpel picks it up. Pioneers chasing Zimpel. And out of bounds. Touch last off Carlson's follow-up. And Coach Eklund wanted a foul. Didn't get it. 13:48 left on a Saturday afternoon here at the MAC. Schomer, Rushlow, Taugis, Adi, and Hopkins for Pierce. And a whistle, and they're going to get Taugis moving screen. And Matt's got four. And that's the fourth team foul. And Coach Call, decision time. He's going to stay with Matt right now. See if Matt can play through it, but next one disqualifies him. Here's a shot for three. It's good. Hunter Richmond. And after being blanked in the first half, Richmond scored 8 in the second half. And the Bombers starting to really stretch it out now. 50-35. Schomer looking for help. Finds Taugis near midcourt. Now the Pioneers looking to free him up. Adi for Schomer. Down low, thrown away. Richmond stepped into the passing lane. Here comes Hunter Richmond. Pass ahead, too far. Wanted Zimpel. Little out of control, both teams right now. 13 minutes left. Full court press here by the Bombers. Tao just takes it on the baseline. Pushes the tempo up. Here's Matt into the lane. Puts it up. Too hard. Rebound tip by Hopkins. Controlled by Zimpel. And the Bombers return the other way. Matt Ridlin kick out. Left side Zimpel. Back out for Richmond. Wrap inside and denied nicely by Lucas Adi. And now we'll get Jesse Marshick in.
33, Jesse Marshick.
Marshick will replace Hopkins. 12:39 left. Bombers 50, Pioneers 35. Grant Wilsey steps around, leaves it back for Richmond. Ridland will float it up off the front rim, and the rebound for Matt Taugis. Lead pass for Rushlow, left hand for two. That's 8 points now for Preston. On the other end, here's Richmond again. No rebounds. No, and second try by Zimpel. And then Jesse Marshick creates a held ball, and the arrow goes to Piers. Here come Alec Downing back in and Ryan Wiganowski back. Richmond and Wilsey will sit for the Bombers. 12-11 left, 50-37 Bram. They clear out for Tauges, guarded by Ridland. Front court stops, leaves it for Adi. Lucas back for Schomer. Under 12 minutes to go in the basketball game. Schomer drives on the baseline, cut off, finds Adi inside for Rushlow, back out Peter. Peter, strip going up, and somebody got a piece of the ball and the arm, and a foul's coming on Bram. Zimpel, his third. Only the second Bram foul this half. It'll be an inbounds baseline right for the Pioneers. Tauges looking. And the pass. And they're going to talk about it. The referees, it went out of bounds, and they say the Bombers deflected it. So we'll do it again. Tauges will look to inbounds. Baseline right. In for Adi, coming down the lane, and Lucas continues his big day. 15 points for Lucas Adi. Here's Carlson barreling in, and he charges into Adi, and Adi takes a charge. Carlson picks up the personal foul on the player control foul. His first, team's third. Pioneers down 11 with 11 and a half left. Marshick comes out, sets a screen for Matt. Matt leans in, blocking foul on Bram as Tauges almost fouled out there. That could have gone either way. Matter of fact, there was a hesitation, and the foul's on Zimpel, and that's four.
Foul's called at number 11, Josh Zimpel.
And now Zimpel will check out, and Tauges is going to shoot free throws. First is good. Five for Matt. It's 50-40. Hunter Richmond replaces Zimpel. And Tauges will toe the line to shoot one. And it's around and in. So what was once a 15-point game has been shaved down to nine now. Back the other way, Downing in transition. Ridland. Wiganowski, right side, Richmond. Back out for Downing. Here's Ryan Wiganowski. Crossed away for Hunter Richmond again. Into the low post. Wanted to get it to Carlson. There's a scramble and a timeout utilized by Coach Eklund. Bram will keep possession after a short timeout. It's Bram 50, Piers 41 with just over 11 minutes left to play.
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
A lot of basketball left. 11 minutes and 4 seconds. The score, Bram 50, Pierce 41. Just when it looked like Bram was ready to really put this one on ice, Pioneers have started to come back. They were down by 15. Now they've cut it to 9. Bram to inbounds after their first timeout. Here's Ryan Wigodowski. Off now for Ridland. Ridland for Downing. They want to draw the Pioneers out. Pull up baseline. Downing over Marshak. Got it. Alec Downing from the left baseline. He's got 4. 52-41, an 11-point lead. Pioneers have Taujus, Rushlow, Adi Schomer, and Jesse Marshak on the court. Taujus got an Adi screen. Feeds it into Lucas. Lucas puts it up. He traveled. Oh, they're going to get a travel. Oh. One official said a push. The other one got the travel, and it's the travel that rules. So, turnover. 10:32 to go. 52-41, Bombers. Pioneers chasing in the backcourt. A long pass to the front court for Matt Ridland. Richmond back out front for Wigodowski. Wigodowski back for Ridland. Left side for Richmond. Now Downing behind the arc. Top of the key. They'll spread the floor for Ridland in the corner. And a whistle and a moving screen on Carlson coming inside. Turnover on the Bombers. Carlson picks up his second. That's the fifth team foul. It's a turnover for Bram with 10:08 to play. Several moving screens called today, both ways. Schomer will inbounds. Backcourt for Jesse Marshak, who in turn hands it off to the primary ball handler, Matt Taujus. Taujus for Rushlow. Preston. They cycle it through to the left side. Preston stops. Back for Peter Schomer now. Schomer guarded by Wigodowski. Right side for Matt Taujus against Richmond. Got a Jesse Marshak screen. Cross the way, Preston Rushlow. 9:35 left to play in the ballgame. Pass out front, got its way through to Adi. Now Russell's in his hands. Picked up the dribble. Now it's whistle, and what do we got? A timeout is called. Play was kind of breaking down there, and so Coach Call used a timeout. It's a full timeout with 9:26 left. Bram 52, Pierce 41.
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Genola Ballfields. Get your tickets now for a must-see lineup featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or at select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. VIP tickets are $125 and only sold at Pierce retailers. Limited number available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th, 2017. See you there.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Matt Taujus to inbounds. They lob it inside. It's knocked loose. Adi on the floor, picked up by Carlson. Pioneers give the ball over. Now Alec Downing, front court. Bombers 52, Pioneers 41, midway through the second half. Left side for Ryan Wigodowski. Left side for Richmond. Richmond will drive, pull up over Marshak, short, rebound Rushlow. Carlson stripped it loose, barrels his way into Adi, and they're going to get Carlson for a shoulder. Three on Carlson. He looked to clear room, and Adi felt that one, took a shoulder right to the chest. Three on Carlson. Taujus takes the ball from Jesse Marshak. 8:55 to play. screen for Rushlow. Now to Jesse. Jesse guarded by Carlson. Leaves it off. Stolen away. Wiganowski. He'll lay it up and off. Carlson on the tip. No. Rushlow rebound. Lead pass ahead for Oddie. Oddie looking to drive baseline. Leans in, shoots, and a offensive foul on Lucas.
Number two, Lucas Oddie, his third.
8.5 to go here, 52-41. Here's Matt Ridland leaving the back to Wiganowski now. For Alec Downing in the front court in front of the Bomber bench, open in the lane and missing off the back rim. That was Richmond, and then the ball tipped into row 8 in the bleachers, right about where the clarinet section would be if the band was playing. It'll stay with Bram. 8:16 to go, baseline corner. They get it in for Alec Downing. They're going to pull the ball out and use a little clock now, forcing the Pioneers to come out and defend. Downing right side for Ridland. Back for Alec Downing. They're fronting Carlson inside with Oddie. Right side back for Downing. Downing looking for some room. Back to Matt Ridland. 7:50 left to play. Bombers by 11, 52-41. Right side for Hunter Richmond for Matt Ridland. Left side, Wiganowski, three-pointers cast up and way off the mark. Carlson and Rushlow tangle up, and they both hit the deck. Back at the end of the Bram bench, and it'll be Pierce ball after the errant shot. Just a hustle play by both guys, Carlson for Bram, Rushlow for Pierce. Schomer to inbounds against pressure. Got it into the baseline to Jesse Marshick, who in turn feeds it off now to Matt Taugis. 7:25 left to play. Pioneers trail here by 11. Here's Marshick inside to the glass. Too hard. Rebound tipped and taken by Matt Ridland. Ridland up ahead, tipped away, and Taugis slides across the sideline. Almost had a steal. Christopher Marshick will check in. The senior forward for the Pioneers. He'll replace Jesse Marshick. 7:10 left to play. Front court pass incoming from Alec Downing. Feeds it back across the backcourt line to Ryan Wiganowski. Now it's in the hands of Downing against Rushlow. Back out to the top of the key works Matt Ridland. Pioneers with 6:55 left, trailing. They need a defensive stop. Downing charges down the lane, puts it up. They're going to say a foul committed, and Downing will shoot a pair of free throws. See who picks up this one as Dan Zita will make the call. It's on Christopher Marshick. His first sixth-team foul, and at the line is Alec Downing, who has scored 2 points tonight. And he had 22 when these two teams played in St. Cloud. That one is off. No good. First miss of the game by a Bomber free throw. They were 13 of 16 until that one. That one is straight through. 3 points now for Alec Downing. And the lead is a dozen. 53-41. Here's Matt. Free throw line and then circles back out. Chased by Richmond off for Schomer. Back to Taugis in the left corner. Into the lane, Christopher Marshick for Rushlow. Right elbow. Now to right, or to the top of the key comes Peter Schomer. Rushlow squares up, fires. No, wide right. Race to the corner. One by Rushlow to retrieve it. Preston against Carlson on a baseline. Leaves it for Christopher Marshick with the left hand. No. Rebound Rushlow inside. One dribble up and no again. Carlson clears it for the Bombers. Couple of opportunities inside. We hit the 6 minute mark. Here's Wiganowski for Richmond. To the point, Wiganowski against Lucas Oddie. They'll cycle through. As Ridland for Downing, left side Wiganowski. Wiganowski ball fake, gets into the rim, and he missed the layup. Rebound for Peter Schomer. 5:35 to go, and Ridlin tips it out of bounds, intended for Adi over there on the sideline. Bram 53, Pierce 41, 5:34 on the second half clock. Next held ball belongs to the Bombers. 16 fouls apiece, so both teams are now in the free throw bonus the rest of the way. Spot up three, Taujas drained it, top of the key. 9 for Matt Taujas. And the lead is 9 and a near steal. Richmond saves it in, and Carlson will get an easy look. 25 for Cody Carlson, 21 of those in the first half. 55-44 coming up on 5 minutes left to play. Taujas directs traffic to the right side. Marshick sets a screen. And whistle, and we're going to have a Carlson foul. That's 4 on Cody Carlson, and Matt Taujas will shoot free throws. Josh Zimple will return to the Bram lineup for Carlson at the 4:59 mark. 1-1 for Taujas, who's 2-for-2 from the line. He scored 9 points. In and out, Zimple with the rebound. He circles ahead to Ridland. Down in the corner for Wiganowski and back out front for Zimple. 4:50 and counting in Piers this afternoon. Alec Downing, right side for Ridland. Ridland defended by Taujas. Here's Zimple in the lane, up and in, and a foul. Josh Zimple saw the lane and took it. He's got 19 with a chance to hit 20. Foul is on Christopher Marshick, his second. Seventh team foul. Johnny Hopkins will replace Lucas Adi. Nope, Lucas just came for a water. It's Marshick coming out. So one for Zimple, trying for a 20-point afternoon here. No good. Rebound controlled by Matt Taujas. Taujas coming up on 4.5. Hopkins with a good catch inside. Block got it back and scored. Hopkins gets his first two on a second effort play. 57-46, 4:20 to go. Here's a three for Wiganowski. In and out. Rebound Hopkins. Pioneers are down 11 with 4:10 and counting on the clock at Piers this afternoon. Here's Matt into the lane. Pull up 8 foot left side. Rattled it home. Taujas now with 11. 57-48. Schomer a near steal. Still with Bram. Pass kicked by Rushlow at midcourt. That'll stop play and give the Bombers an inbounds in the backcourt just to the right of Andy Leidenfrost. Grant Wilsey back in, replacing Wiganowski for Coach Eklund. Wilsey will ball handle it ahead to Matt Ridlin now, under 3:50 left. Now Josh Zimple backs up, guarded by Hopkins. Takes it, steps around traveling. Extra step here for Zimple, gives the ball back to Piers and a chance to cut into a 9-point lead. Hopkins, Taujas, Rushlow, Schomer, and Adi. 3:33 to play. Here's Lucas Adi. Inside Hopkins, rolled it off the rim. It was there, and Downing has the board. Now Grant Wilsey pulls it ahead to Zimple. Zimple weaves through traffic to Ridlin. Back to Downing. He goes in and draws a foul, and Alec Downing will shoot free throws. With 3:14 to go. Fouls on Rushlow, number 4 on Preston. 8th team foul. Shooting foul here for Downing. 5 points for him. That one is good. One more for Downing, 58-48, lead back to double figures. Carlson will check it in if this free throw is made. It is not. But the Pioneers stepped into the lane early, and that'll give Downing another chance, and it'll also give the Pioneers Free throw netted. Good. So Downing gets one of two. Front court, Hopkins rolled it off his foot into the backcourt. No, they say it was touched. Now right side comes Taugis. Taugis, pull up baseline. Matt hit it. Matt Taugis for two. And Taugis with 13. We're coming up on 2.5 minutes left. Downing works it for Ridland on the left side. Ridland weaves inside, powers his way up and in. Ridland goes hard to the rim and scores. Those are his first points. Taugis dribbles through into traffic, lost the ball, and then the Pioneers will commit a foul. And it's on Preston, and that's his fifth.
That's his fifth personal.
So Preston will foul out, with that being his eighth point. Or his fifth foul. He leaves with eight. Thomas Funk will return to replace Preston. After today, the Bombers will be at Hinckley-Finlayson on Tuesday, at Aiken Thursday. So two more road games next week for Coach Eklund's squad. Zimple's first is no good, and the rebound controlled by Taugis. 2:10 to play here at Piers. Three-pointer put up by Matt, short, but Carlson had to go off his fingertips and out of bounds. The ball stays with Piers. They trail by 11 at home. Front court comes Schomer. Peter got loose. Peter floats it up too hard. Rebound Zimple. Carlson may have hit his head. He's just slow to get up just now. On the other end, Wilsey leans in and comes up short, and the rebound for Johnny Hopkins. Pioneers running out of time here. Minute 45, Schomer back out for Adi. Lucas down for Hopkins in the corner. 61-50 in favor of Bram. Taugis will lean in and score. 15 now for Matt, and a foul coming on the Pioneers. And Schomer will pick up his first personal. This is double bonus now. The Bombers shooting two free throws. And it's Grant Wilsey, who has not scored this afternoon. He's a three-point-a-game scorer for the Bombers. And Wilsey nets that one. Minute 29 to go, 62-52 Bram in front. Wilsey's a 5'8 junior. That one is short, just got the front of the rim. Rebound tipped and taken again by Ridland. And more time will come off the clock as the Bombers will work it around the perimeter near midcourt for Josh Zimple. Zimple leaves it for Carlson. Carlson up and a foul. Carlson will shoot two. And this one is on Lucas Adi. That's four on Lucas.
It's four.
Minute 10 to go. 70 seconds left as Carlson, no good on that one. First miss for Cody Carlson. Now 9 of 10. Wilsey checks out. Hunter Richmond returns. And Carlson will shoot the second of two here. 0 for 2 as Hopkins has the rebound. 10-point game. Here's a pull-up by Taugis, no good. Loose ball, Adi, and he puts it up and in, and then Pierce uses a timeout. 17 points for Lucas Adi today. And we'll be back as the Pioneers trail at home to Bram by 8.
Get ready for the 5th Annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Janola Ballfields. Get your tickets now for a must-see lineup featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or at select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. VIP tickets are $125 and only sold at Pierce retailers. Limited number available. The 5th Annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th, 2017. See you there.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Minute to play, 62-54 in favor of Bram. Bombers possession, length of the floor to go. Carlson to inbounds, finds Matt Ridland. Ridland, one dribble ahead to Carlson. And Thomas Funk will grab him and commit a foul. And Carlson is going back to the free throw line.
Thomas Funk, his second.
25 for Cody Carlson this afternoon. 54.7 seconds left. Carlson, two shots now again. Around and off to the right, no good. You know, when Pierce and Bram play, I can't help but remember the old Scotty Harold against Bram Bomber days. That second one is off as well, and Thomas Funk's got the rebound. Pioneers need some quick points here. Schomer into the lane for Hopkins. For Funk, Thomas, three, a little bit short. Rebound battle for it's loose on the floor. Scrambling all over and a held ball to Bram. Schomer, Hopkins, and Adi all scrapping for it, but it was Carlson that had it for Bram and the Arrow. Points in the Bombers' favor. Now Wiganowski will return, replacing Hunter Richmond. 39 seconds. Left to play. Pioneers will get Holding Ford on the road Tuesday night. A very good conference leading Holding Ford team. Wiganowski in the backcourt. And Hopkins will grab a jersey and get a foul.
Number four, Johnny Hopkins.
Fourth on Johnny. 32.9 as Ryan Wiganowski will look to score here. 62-54. That one is rattling around and dropping through. First point today for sophomore guard Ryan Wiganowski. About a 6.5 a game score. He scored 5 against Pierce in the Cathedral tournament. 1 of 2, rebound Tauges. 63-54, up ahead comes Schomer. Adi, three-pointer, up and good. Lucas Adi. And a timeout for Pierce. Adi with a 20-point game.
Holy Trinity School is celebrating its 26th year. These are a few reasons parents love our school. The values taught at home are supported at school. Faith formation is part of the school environment with daily opportunities to grow closer to Jesus. The relationships between teachers and students provide for excellent learning in the classroom. An education at Holy Trinity is the best gift you can give your family. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or visit our school website, holytrinitypierce.org.
Bram 63, Pierce 57. Pioneers have one timeout left. Next held ball would go in Pierce's favor. Possession of the ball right now belongs to Bram. 23.2 seconds left. Carlson finds Wiganowski, a quick foul on Funk. will stop the clock with 22 seconds left. And it'll be Ryan Wiganowski coming down. Ryan just hit one of two about 10 seconds ago off the game clock. Big free throws here. That one's good. It makes it a three-possession game, 64-57, 7-point lead. And that one is good. 65-57, Bram. Pull up three in transition. Taujus off the window, rebound, Downing. And then Funk will reach in and commit another foul. And it'll be Alec Downing making the trek to the free throw line. With 13 seconds left. Alec Downing today has 6 points. And the first one is good. One more for Downing. That one is short. Rebound for Funk. Lob ahead, and it's tipped away by Zimpel. Pierce has 9.7 seconds left. Adi will throw it in to Thomas Funk. Now Schomer will cast one up from deep, too hard. Rebound, and we're going to get a fifth personal foul on Matt Taujus. He'll finish with 15 points.
That's his fifth personal.
And it comes with 4.3 seconds left. Christopher Marshick will replace him. And the Bombers will send Matt Ridlin to the line. Ridlin with 2 points. Around and off, no good. He's 0 for 3 from the line. And the second is up, and that one crawls through. Here's Adi. Fires one up at the buzzer, and it banks in. Fitting way, I guess, for Lucas. A 35-footer that goes in at the buzzer. It makes the final. Bram 67, Pierce 60. We'll begin the postgame next.
Hello, this is Dan Rushlow, training officer for the Pierce Fire Department. When was the last time you tested your smoke alarms? Last month? Last year? Can't remember? If you're not sure your smoke alarms are working, then how can you be sure you'll be protected if a fire breaks out? Don't gamble with your life and assume your smoke alarms are working. Test each one every month so you'll know they'll be ready to protect you and your family if there's a fire. Test your alarm for life. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department.
Stop in and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack to get the next-gen LTE with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, when you switch to Verizon, get 4 lines and 20 gigabytes of data for just $160 per month. Plus, we won't just sign you up and send you out the door. We'll sit down with you, help you transfer your data, and make sure you know how to use your phone before you leave. For the best coverage and service, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Plus, taxes and fees. 4 lines on the 12-gigabyte promo plan plus 2 gigabytes bonus data per line required. Apply within 2 cycles.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Pierce, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, Go Pioneers!
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-252.
Hello. This is Phil Scribner from the Pierce Fire Department. Smoke alarms are the first line of defense against deadly smoke and fire, but they can't protect us if they don't work. So test the smoke alarms in your home today and test them again every month to make sure they are working. This message brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department.
All right, we wrap things up from the Memorial Athletic Center this afternoon where the Bram Bombers defeat the Pioneers for the second time this year. This one in Pierce, 67-60 is your final score. 25 points for Cody Carlson, 19 for Josh Zimple, and then 8 apiece for Hunter Richmond and Alec Downing, 3 each for Matt Ridland and Ryan Wiganowski, and 1 for Grant Wilsey. Bram converts on 22 of 37 from the free throw line. The record now for Coach Eklund's squad goes to 11-6, and they have won 4 in a row and 6 of their last 7. And they'll hit the road again next week. They will head to Hinkley Finlayson on Tuesday and then go over to Aiken on Thursday. That's the upcoming schedule for this Bram Bomber team. For the Pioneers, their record falls to 1-15 now. Their 60 points highlighted by a career day for Lucas Oddie. 23 points for the senior Lucas Oddie, 15 for Matt Taugis, 8 for Peter Schomer, 4 for Nick Shaw, and then Preston Rushlow had 8, and Johnny Hopkins had 2. Playing but not scoring for the Pioneers were Thomas Funk, Christopher Marshick, and Jesse Marshick. Pierce goes 10 of 12 from the free throw line. Next action for the Pioneers on their schedule, a road game. And that'll be on Tuesday. They'll head to conference-leading Holdingford to face the Huskers. And then, on Friday, they get Howard Lake Waverly-Winstead here. That's coming up here for the Pioneer boys. We'll wrap it up here. Final thoughts. Pierce Impact Player of the Game. I bet you can guess who it'll be. But we'll tell you about it officially after this.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
An easy choice for today's Pioneer Impact Player of the Game, senior Lucas Oddie pours in a career-high 23 points, including a buzzer beater from 30 feet out to make the final 67-60. It goes in the loss column for the Pioneers as the Bombers win on the road on a Saturday afternoon here at Pierce. So Lucas Oddie, today's Pierce Impact Player of the Game. Again, the final, Bram 67, Pierce 60. Our next broadcast comes up on Tuesday. We go up to Aiken. It's Pioneer Wrestling. Black Duck Cass Lake Bina will join the Pioneers and Gobblers for a triangular beginning at 5 o'clock right here on your home for Pioneer Sports. You are their sports.